Well, hey everybody, Andy Cavernan here with another Cornerstone Connection Daily Devotional. I wonder who of you, like me, constantly is asking God for wisdom. I don't know about you, but for me, when I go through my day, whether it's as a parent, asking God for wisdom, as a dad, as a husband, asking God for wisdom in that way, as a participant in the church, asking God for wisdom to discern and to understand, as a leader in the church, asking God for wisdom about what things to initiate, when, how to have conversations, with whom, when, and how often, all these kinds of things. Man, I don't know about you, but I need wisdom. And I'm so grateful for the book of Proverbs. We know it well, at least we know it conceptually well. We know that Proverbs is a collection of wise sayings by King Solomon that help us to understand what it looks like to live a lifestyle that reflects wisdom. And right at the beginning of the book of Proverbs, as we begin our time, we read this in Proverbs 1:7. It says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction." Friends, as we begin our reading here in the Bible reading plan through the book of Proverbs, I want to encourage you with a couple things, maybe a couple things that might be helpful for you to understand what's going on here. But the first is the most important. And we even talked about this last week at Cornerstone. Having a clear perspective is really paramount to having a clean heart. And Solomon here says it in the same way. The fear of the Lord is paramount to having wise understanding, to walk in wisdom. Friends, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. How are you at seeking God for wisdom today? Are you finding that the Lord is granting you inputs from different people in your life, different things that you're reading, different inputs? How are you receiving what God is giving you? Are you starting with the fear of the Lord? Are you starting with the acknowledgement that God alone is worthy of all things, that God alone is capable of doing anything He sets His mind and heart to? God alone knows all things and can do all things. And are you humbling yourself in front of God, saying, "God, I don't have wisdom. I don't have all that it takes, but You do. I'm going to start here." Friends, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. I encourage you, if you want to be wise, start by asking God for a clear perspective on who He is and see what happens. Now, I want you to also understand that as we begin to read in the book of Proverbs, sometimes it's easy to get a little confused by what we're reading, because as we read, we say, "Well, yeah, that sounds wise, but that's not actually my experience." And what you need to know is that the Proverbs are a collection of wise sayings, but they're not a collection of promises, of specific hard and fast rules that say, if this happens, then this always happens. What's maybe more fair to say is, if this happens, then this is what often happens. And because this is what often happens, this is a good way to approach it. Let me just give you an example from Proverbs chapter 10. Verse 4, Solomon writes, "A slack hand causes poverty, but the hand of the diligent makes rich." Okay, a slack hand, meaning somebody who's lazy. Somebody who's lazy ends up typically in poverty. That's true. Now, is everybody in poverty there because they're lazy? Well, that's not true. That's not what the Bible says. That's not what the proverb says. But a slack hand typically leads people to poverty. If we're not willing to work, if we're not willing to be diligent in the things that are before us in our vocation, we'll tend not to have much money and we'll tend to struggle. That's a proverb, that's a wise saying, but it's not a promise, because what it says is, "But the hand of the diligent makes rich." Are there lazy people who are rich? Yeah, there are, but not too many of them. Not too many, really, if we think about it. And are there those who are hardworking, that are responsible, but who are also poor, who are maybe even in poverty? Well, yeah, that's true, but it's not what's typical. And so wisdom says that we ought to work diligently, not have a slack hand, so that we can put food on the table and provide for what's necessary. And friends, that's how to read the Proverbs. These are statements that say, this is what it looks like to walk in wisdom. And if you do, this tends to be how God blesses with you. Are there exceptions to the rules? Of course. Of course there are. And yet, what our desire is to honor God by how we live our lives. And the Proverbs is a great place to gain insight for that. And so let me encourage you, as you dive in, ask God, "Hey, How do I need to fear you more? In what ways do you want to grow my wisdom, my discernment, my understanding? And God, have at it. Speak to me. Let's invite God to make us a wise people as we read the Proverbs together. God bless. Have a great day. And Lord willing, we'll see you again soon on the Cornerstone Connection Daily Devotional.